So if last night was the 32nd night of the Omer, and his Lag BaOmer is almost upon us, I have to say, I love Lag BaOmer. I know it's not one of the holidays that always gets the greatest reputation, but I love Lag BaOmer. And it's not just because I finally get to get rid of this funny and scratchy little thing that my kids can't stand. What is Lag BaOmer? You know, we have different holidays on the Jewish calendar. The holiday of Shavuot is the holiday of Matan Torah, Kabbalat HaTorah, the receiving of Torah Shebichtav, receiving of the written Torah. Purim, Tzkimu B'Kiblu, is the holiday of receiving the oral Torah, Torah Shebalpeh. That means Lag BaOmer is the holiday of Torah Tasod, Torah Tanistar, the holiday of receiving the mystical, the holiday of receiving the Kabbalah. There are two main traditions about what Lag BaOmer stands for. The first tradition is based on the Gemara that during the time period of Sefirat HaOmer, 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died, and they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. The second tradition is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the star of Lag BaOmer, author of the Zohar, and Kabbalah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, either it's his Hilula, it's the day that he died, or perhaps it's the day that he finally revealed Kabbalah to the world, emerged out of the cave. But the truth is that these two traditions are actually intrinsically connected, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai emerges in the ashes of the tragedy of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva represented the ultimate of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law of learning. But yet his students failed. The students, say the Gemara, lo nahagu kavod ze lazeh. His students did not respect one another. And that led to their downfall and the downfall of Torah of his generation. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the five surviving students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, sitting in the cave for 12 years, realizes that if Torah is meant to bring us, the Jewish people, together, and not to rip us apart. And if the Torah that we're learning is causing us not to appreciate, respect each other, then we need to start learning differently. Pardes, the four different methods of learning. So we perhaps focus on Pshat and Drash more. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, apparently we need to start focusing on the other two, on Sod and Remez, on some of the more mystical elements of Judaism, to bring back the love between people, and to bring back more the emotional and less on the intellectual. And for that reason, the Zohar, certainly spirited by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is all about a message of love. The Zohar is all about a love story between God and man, and how the Torah is a mashal. The Torah is a parable for that love story. Shir HaShirim is the ultimate, the holiest book of Tanakh that we have for the Zohar. I'll give you one example. Pasuk tells us, Shalosh pamim bashana, yireh kol zechorcha et pnei Adon Hashem. 3 times a year, we are supposed to go ahead, make a pilgrimage, go to the Mikdash, Aliyah LaRegel, and see the face of God. How do I do that? Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar. He rereads the pasuk. Ready? Shalosh pamim bashana, yireh kol zechorcha et pnei Adam v'Hashem. That 3 times a year we're supposed to see God through man. Man, loving man, is part and parcel of our relationship of loving God, and perhaps the most important part. Lag BaOmer here in Israel is one of the most exciting, magnetic holidays that we have. People from all walks of life make a pilgrimage to Meron. More than 100,000 people singing, dancing. Everyone, doesn't matter who you are, what you're dressed like, what you look like, everyone is invited to come and to dance together in an act of love between God and man and God, and man and his fellow himself. So sure, it may not be the traditional message that we stress perhaps in yeshiva about Talmud Torah, about davening, about learning, but once a year, spending some time to think about what does it mean to love our fellow man? What does it mean to get up, to do something, even if that means waiting for hours on a bus, dancing in the middle of the night. It's something that something tells me, if we did this a couple times a year, our Judaism, our Orthodoxy, and our communities might look very different. A wonderful thing.